Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The House of Representatives telling the USDA, hold up on the gypsy rule. We're back on that in just a moment.
This is a court-ordered legal notice. A $1.25 billion proposed settlement has been reached with the federal government about claims of racial discrimination by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. If you are African American and were denied a farm loan or other benefit or received a loan with unfair terms from the USDA between 1981 and 1996, you could be eligible for cash payment and USDA loan forgiveness. To qualify, you must have tried to file a claim that was considered late in the original Pickford Black Farmers discrimination case. If you fit this description, or you are the heir or kin of someone who did, you should learn about the settlement, your legal rights, and how to file a claim. Deadlines will pass soon, and this is your final chance for a payment. For more information, go to blackfarmercase.com or call 1-877-810-8110. That's 1-877-810-8110.
It turned out to be a very partisan vote as the House of Representatives approved narrowly the 2012 Agricultural Appropriations Bill on the floor of the House of Representatives yesterday. One of the things that came about in that measure, the demand that USDA stop working on finalization and implementation of the so-called gypsy rule for the marketing of livestock. Two groups actually stepped forward in a news briefing after the vote, National Pork Producers Council and the National Cattlemen's Association, saying, good job, House of Representatives. Steve Fogelsong is the immediate past president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He represented NCBA and that news conference to agricultural media.
You know, when we had our annual meeting back in the beginning of February there, the priority coming out of there was this gypsy rule, and figure out some way to get the handle on this, because it was one of those things that our members said absolutely cannot happen, because it's going to cost us a ton of money and it's going to ruin what we have spent years and years and years trying to develop in our businesses and for the consumers in this country. And we are sure happy to see the House step in today and put their foot down and say enough is enough to this government overreach. Get out of their business and don't be messing in the private marketplace. And we're certainly just thrilled to death to see the House step into that. And hopefully this is something we're going to see continue and look forward to the opportunity to work with the House. Now, if we could just make sure that the Senate follows through on this and they step in and do the same thing, that will send a very strong message to USDA that they have no business being in that private marketplace. They need to get out of it.
Neither Steve Fogelsong of NCBA nor the president of the National Pork Producers Council, Doug Major, had a whole lot to say to reporters about their strategy in dealing with the Senate. Marcy Kaptur, the lone congresswoman from Ohio, who's had much to say about the restoring the funding or the eliminating the funding to USDA regarding this gypsy rule, she seemed to be content of backing off at the last moment, saying that she believes it will be taken care of in the Senate. One group that expressed a lot of disappointment with the House action, RCAF USA. Bill Bullard, Chief Executive Officer of RCAF USA, says we'll now focus on the U.S. Senate to restore GYPSA's ability to finalize the competition rule, as unlike in the House, the U.S. Senate has historically been far less inclined to cower to the self-interest of the corporate meatpackers that are trying to chickenize our cattle industry by eliminating our competitive marketing system. The quotation from the release from Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Friday starts the second annual Kansas City Barbecue Society sanctioned Oklahoma State Championship Barbecue Contest. 2 days of family fun this Friday and Saturday, June 17th and 18th in the park in Chandler. The fun starts Friday at noon. You vote for your favorite barbecue. Then Paik McIntyre opens the evening's live entertainment. Just follow historic Route 66 to the second annual Hog Wild Barbecue and Chrome Fest in Chandler. Friday and Saturday, you'll enjoy the fun. See you this Friday and Saturday. It's the second annual Hog Wild Barbecue Championship in Chandler.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.